former South African President Nelson Mandela is in a critical condition in hospital this morning. The current President Jacob Zuma said he had been told by doctors that the 94-year-old's condition had worsened over the weekend. He was taken to hospital in Pretoria earlier this month for the third time this year with a lung infection. Fiona Ford is outside his Johannesburg home. Fiona, what's the latest?
It's been a very quiet night here outside Mr. Mandela's home. A vehicle entered the house at about 2 o'clock this morning, but otherwise it has been quiet. We're left to assume that the family is by his bedside. And there's certainly a cloud over the country this morning as South Africans come to terms with the news that, as you say, Mr. Mandela's health has deteriorated in the hospital in Pretoria, where he has spent the last fortnight undergoing treatment for a recurring lung infection. But since we got that news last night, and it broke at about 9:30, and there hasn't been an update since then, there's been a massive outpouring of prayers and well wishes and concern for the man South Africans call the father of the nation. And I think what's poignant this morning is that people are recalling this day, 18 years ago, when Mandela pulled off what was often referred to as his coup de grace at the final of the 1995 Rugby World Cup. Now, you may remember that the country would have been very tense at that time. It was a year after the demise of apartheid. Black and whites were still very divided. And as South Africa beat New Zealand in that World Cup, Mr. Mandela, then president of the country, the black president, first black president, walked onto the rugby pitch wearing the green jersey of Francois Pienaar. And he sent a very, very strong message to South Africans and to the world that he was going to be the man who would bring black and white South Africans together. He did it at the height of his career, and the feeling this morning is that he's doing it again at the end of his life as he unites all South Africans around him.
Fiona, tell me about the sense of sadness that's in South Africa this morning for a man who, as you said, people regard almost as one of their family.
Just to give you a sense of what was coming out on social media, which he woke up last night with that message that his health was deteriorating. Some people saying, when he dies, we will cry, but how can we also not celebrate that such a man has lived amongst us for almost a century? Another very strong message saying, the coverage of Mandela is pitiful when it should be powerful. He will die, but he has lived far more and far more than we can ever know. And one tweet that stood out for me was a very simple one, a very short one, said that death somehow seems to respect Nelson Mandela. But in the midst of that, what we did have yesterday was an interview with his oldest daughter, Makaziwe. She spoke to one of the international broadcasters, to CNN. Now, what she said was that all she's praying for as his daughter at this point is that the transition is smooth, and we're assuming what she's referring to there is the transition from this life, from life to death. She also, though, in much, much tougher tones, she asked the world to back off and to leave the family alone. She said they never had them for the best years of his life, and they want this time with him now, which she called sacred time. And what she also said was that she's mindful of people saying that it's time for her father to be released, time for him to go at the age of 94, going on 95. But she made a point to say that in her culture, in the Tembu culture, until the person themselves asks to be released, they're not going anywhere. That her dad hasn't asked for that. So in her own words, she said, this is not the end yet. However, what we also know is that Mr. Mandela is not talking at this point, and he hasn't been talking for a number of days. So we're listening to what she says. We're also taking heed of what the government is saying, that his condition is very, very critical. And the country this morning is waiting for the next update about the 94-year-old's health.
Fiona Ford, outside the home of Nelson Mandela in Johannesburg, South Africa. And if there is any more updates, we'll go back to Fiona before the end of the programme. It's 29 minutes past 7.